8 minutes. We can do this. Turn to Nehemiah 3. Some of you are thinking now he needs a miracle. All things are possible to him that believeth. So, chapter 3 of Nehemiah. And some of you know where we've been and know where we're up to. The work is going on or about to go on. And Nehemiah, I believe because of God's hand upon him, was able to, by request, incite these men to work with him. It was an arduous task ahead of them, but they were willing to take up that responsibility to rebuild the walls of the city. And chapter 3, simply in my heading of my Bible, it says, the builders of the wall. And you have a lot of names, and I'm not going to read the chapter because of that. We'd stumble through it. But I would suggest you, at least if not now, later sometime today, maybe skip over those hard names if they're hard for you to pronounce. But notice the preponderance of how they built. They built right where they lived. That's what you'll notice as you read this. Some of them built here, and this one built that gate, and this one built that gate. But adjoining verse 10, I'm just reading from at random. Adjoining this, Jedaiah, the son of Harumphah, made repairs opposite his house. And Hattush, son of the next guy, made repairs next to him. And then they repaired another section, and then another one, and oftentimes it's over against their house. Where they lived, there were over 40 of them at different sections around the walls of Jerusalem. That's where they repaired, right where they were, right where they lived, over against their house. And that's a good place to start. It's a good place to start building, is right where you live. Don't be so concerned about what he's doing over there by where he is, and I wonder how well he's doing. Start where you are, where you live. There's just one name that blessed me that I'll call your attention to because, well, maybe he was the least of the bunch. It's in the 30th verse, the middle of the verse. Meshulam, son of Berechiah, made repairs opposite his living quarters. Now, that's different than over against his house. The suggestion, and if you read it in another translation also, the modern translation might say, he made repairs on his studio apartment. He made repairs on his one-bedroom place. He didn't have a house to build up. He didn't have that task given to him. But right where he was, in that little corner, that little section, right in his living quarters, that's where he went to work. And he started to build, and he built. And then cooperatively, they all built together. And cooperatively, as they all built together, the work of God was going forward. It wasn't, I don't see Nehemiah in chapter 3 at all. I don't know where he was. Maybe he was sleeping. He had done enough. He was up the night before riding around looking. And I don't know where Nehemiah was. But thank God there was more than just Nehemiah that put their hand to the plow. Thank God it was more than just Nehemiah. Thank God it was more than just Uncle Hans. As important as Nehemiah was and is to the whole story, as important as Uncle Hans has been to our fellowship at the beginning particularly, well, so Nehemiah was, but thank God for these others. I don't know who Mushalem is. I don't know who these others, their names, they mean something. That one I mentioned at the beginning, Jedaiah, means invoker of God. He prayed, or his name means prayer. Another one, Benjamin, son of my right hand. You look up some of these names and you wonder, what is the significance to the building of the wall? One of the names here means integrity. Well, maybe that all has something to do with the way we are to build the wall. The Benjamin guy, the one that is the son of my right hand, it goes on where I read it, says it implies that he alleviated the fears of others. He was there at the right hand to help and to step in the gap. Thank God for people that build the walls with us. I'm glad for you. I'm glad for others at camp. I'm glad for those at home. in our churches. It's not just he and they, it's all together. And we need to learn how to do that. And if you're young and if you feel as if, well, let no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believers and go to work. Go to work right where God has you, right where he's placed you, in the kitchen, in the dining room, running around the grounds, in the meetings. Go to work. Build up right where you are. Help out the other nurses. Well, help her out too. She's not here. She maybe needs help. Help the other people that are working in your department. Pitch in, not just in the labor and in the work, but maybe they're a little down. Maybe they're a little distraught. Maybe they're a little saddened. Maybe there are some dish boys here this morning that are feeling really, really bad right now. Well, the others of you should come to their aid and say, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay. The Lord had a purpose in it all. The Lord had a plan for it. Encourage one another. Build up right where you are. That's not my job, to go build up all the waitresses. I don't know what's going on up there. I hear, no, really, you're good. You don't hear hardly anything. But I don't know what goes on up there, but you do. And maybe there's a homesick waitress, or maybe just a sick and tired waitress, or maybe whatever it might be. We can build one another up. And how often, I think of Onesiphorus. Who? I said Onesiphorus. If you're French, you pronounce that one sip a roux. Look at it. It's true. Well, who was he? Anybody know who he was? Paul. I keep it. Paul. No, I said Onesiphorus. But well, yeah, you're right. He helped Paul. Paul was in jail. And everybody else must have run away. They didn't want to know Paul when Paul went to jail. Because, you know, association, that's not good when you're associated to someone who just got arrested and thrown in jail. And Paul says in 2 Timothy, is it? He said, Onesiphorus oft refreshed me. That means, I understand, he breathed new life into me. Paul the apostle needed an Onesiphorus. You might think, no, that's backwards. Onesiphorus needs Paul the apostle. Right, bingo. Bingo, oh, I'm sorry. You're right. But Paul needs Onesiphorus? Of course he does. Of course he does. He often refreshed me and breathed. Now, I don't know, but I wonder, left to himself there in jail, could Paul the apostle have been discouraged? Could he have gotten discouraged? Could the enemy have come in and tried to get underneath Paul's skin? But if it weren't for Onesiphorus, could we maybe Paul would have not been as glorious at the end as he was at the start? I don't know. You know, of course, we'd say, oh, no, the Lord would have helped him. Yeah, the Lord would have helped him, and the Lord used Onesiphorus to help him. And so this morning, I'm not going to say any more because we got one more minute left. But I think it's well that we take to heart these different people that built and the corporate effort of the building. And we need to apply that to our lives today. We've got a big task to build up the walls of Jerusalem. It's a big job. It's not a one-man job. It's not a 10-man job. It's a worldwide job. The Church of Jesus Christ wants to be built up or needs to be built up. And you have a place to fill. Start where you live, but then let God use you wherever he might want you to be used. But start at home. Build up those walls, your own soul, your own heart, your own family, your own church. Don't worry about what's going on in Africa before you worry about what's going on in your house. Don't worry about what's going on in the White House. Worry more about what's going on in your house. And then get to the White House, because they need a lot of help too. But we need to pray for each other and encourage each other. And like Aaron and her. Who? Him. Yes, her. We need to hold up the hands of Moses. We need to hold them up. And what happens if Moses' hands weren't held up? Well, the children of Israel would have been defeated down there in the valley, because when his hands went down, the battle turned and it was going against the children of Israel. But thank God for her. Yes, him. Thank God that her came by him and held up him's hands. And Aaron on the other side. So find somebody today. Find some Moses. Find some other person. Find somebody who you can encourage and who you can help build the kingdom of God. Build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. but build up those walls then on that good foundation. Shall we stand together and pray and ask the Lord to help us, to be with us? Lord, we thank you this morning that you said you would build your church. It's your church. It's been washed by your blood. We belong to you. But Lord, you've put us in this thing together. And then you've taught us these lessons. Here in Nehemiah 3, but in doctrine, we find it throughout the New Testament. To encourage, to support, to help, to lift. Lord, help us to be there for each other in a way that would be supportive and helpful for the building up of the kingdom of God. Bless us today and dismiss us with your blessing, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. While you're going, you can still listen to me. We're dismissed. It's 10:01. We're dismissed. There's a DVD at 1:30, Polycarp. Okay, some of you chose that yesterday, so 1:30 today, Polycarp over here. And I have one, for the guests. Would you, guests, and if the answer is no, please say no. Would you like a fire tonight after the meeting? The meeting ends at 5 to 9. Would you like a fire outside? Would you go down to a fire if there was a fire? Would anybody like that?
Yeah.
You'd enjoy that?
Yeah.